Can everybody hear me okay? I appreciate the opportunity to speak this morning. This is a new thing for me. I've never done a sermon with a PowerPoint. I've never been high tech. I mean, I'm from Elkmont. But this is going to be new for me, so bear with me if I am to make any mistakes. And as always, if I'm to misspeak, say anything wrong, misread a verse, anything, you would be my friend if you'd come to me after the service or whenever. If it's bad enough, just yell it out right now. But you would be my friend to help me because I'm trying to build as a teacher of God's Word. And this morning I want to talk about something that's very important to me because I wrote a poem about this. And I know again, an Elkmont boy that played football, basketball, and baseball, why is he writing poetry? Well, God has opened up my eyes to a lot, dealing with my cancer, dealing with my surgeries, dealing with the family that I've lived in for years, where we take in children that have been kind of kicked out of their own homes because their family their parents were not that lighthouse for them. I've seen that, and I realize how important it is. And I'll get to the picture toward the end, but I saw this lighthouse when I was in Hawaii, and going to Hawaii, that was rough. Just having to sit in Hawaii for about a week. You know, it was January, and Alabama was about 20 degrees, and Hawaii, it was a rough 80 degrees. Nothing but the ocean and the sand. But I looked at that lighthouse off of Diamond Head, which is a volcano, and I took a quick picture, and based off that picture, I ended up writing a poem about it. But let's get into, are you a lighthouse in this world? First of all, I want to talk about, what is a lighthouse? A lighthouse is a tall structure designed to emit light from a system of lamps and lenses used as a navigational aid for those at sea or in inland waterways. In simple words, lighthouses are used to guide the lost ashore. When people began going to sea to find food, they needed a way of help to find their way home. During the daytime, they used landmarks or a pile of rocks. But what if they needed to find their way home at night? A bonfire would help them find their way at night. As ships became larger and could travel further to buy and sell goods, it was helpful to have signals to indicate dangerous rocks and to assist them in finding their way. Where are lighthouses located? Lighthouses are found in a variety of places. They're found in rocky cliffs, sandy beaches, and the entrances to bays and harbors. Some say, stay away, danger. And some say, come to me, come this way. Some lighthouses perform several different functions, but every lighthouse tells the mariner where he is. Do all lighthouses look alike? Lighthouses come in many different shapes. Some are tall, some are short, some are square, some are conical, some are cylindrical, and some are even shaped like a skeleton. Sometimes a lighthouse stands apart from the house where the keeper lives. Sometimes a light tower is built right into the roof of the keeper's house. Not only are the shapes of the lighthouses different, but the way they are painted is different. Some have stripes, some have patterns, and some have solid color. Lighthouses are also built from different materials, stone, concrete, wood, steel, or cast iron. But each lighthouse is unique, and each of them carry the same function. Let me get caught up on my papers. The question is, why should you worry about being a light in this world? In several of the prayers this morning and during the discussion in class, we talked about this country and how messed up it is right now. How you can walk out in public, and even we were talking about TV earlier too, about how kids already they are taught evolution before they even get into school. They're taught against the Bible before they even approach a school, just from turning on that TV. It's gotten to the point where, as Christians, It's bad for us to influence people and our ideas on television or in public, but it's okay for everybody else to hurt our feelings when it comes to that. To go against our what our religion is. What God says. It's okay for everybody to do that, but it's wrong for us to open up a Bible and say it in public and read it. That's where the world has gotten. Think about that and then ask yourself, why should you worry about being a light in this world? It's very simple. But let's go to the Word of God. In Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 11, I'm reading for the King James Version. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We don't know when the end is going to be here. We don't know when we'll close our eyes for the last time. We don't know. Just like I had a waking up point in my life where I played baseball one night, and then the next morning I learned that I had cancer. You never know when something's going to happen. Even in the cars we're riding in every day, something could happen right then and there. Were you a light in the time you were alive? That's why we're supposed to be a light in this world now. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and in envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Are you a Christian lighthouse? And I want to go back to, you think about when we were talking about the lighthouses at the beginning, the structure of the lighthouse. What is our structure as Christians? What is our foundation? What is our foundation? When in Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 11, we're shown what our foundation is, what our structure is, what's going to keep our lighthouse standing. I didn't talk about that before with lighthouses, but can a lighthouse do any good if it's crumbled laying on the ground? It can't. So can we as Christians be a light to those around us in public, at work, or even in our own home if we're crumbled, if we're not standing tall, emitting light to those around us? In Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 11, we read, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Just like Mr. Holt said, he's wanting to sift us like wheat, working continuously to try to get us to join him, using his enticing words. The devil is going after us. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. When I read that, a lot of times when we go about our day, we don't realize that we're in a continuous battle against evil, against sin. We don't realize how important it is to have that armor on. To know that someone is after our soul each and every day. If we thought of it in this manner, that we are to take on the whole armor of God, that we are going into battle, how serious do we make it to ourselves? Now, I've been coaching for many years now. This is my second year. In the men I coach in 9 and 10 and 11 and 12, I've learned one thing. It's amazing to coach kids when they pay attention, when they listen, and they believe what you're saying. It's the best feeling in the world. I could really care less how the game goes if them kids are just looking up at me, smiling, and doing what I tell them. But when they don't, I've already got gray hairs. 20 years old. Starting to look like my dad. They, you know, it's, you see them running off, to the side doing something else while you're talking to one of their other buddies about what kind of video games they're playing. I did the same stuff. I wonder what God thinks. I mean, it's really easy to be a light in this world if God has our attention always. But does God look at us the same as I look at those kids? Man, it's great. It's great having them when they're paying full attention. But I tell you what, when they don't, they get wandered off. It's hard. What kind of, we are to be a continuous light. Think of it like that. How are we shining for God? Stand therefore having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. I can't say enough about the power of prayer. It's what saved my life. It's what saves a lot of people's lives. It's what saves their souls. And it's also what makes us stronger Christians. Making prayer a daily thing, making it a continuous thing throughout your day, that can strengthen the kind of Christian you are. It can strengthen your shield against those fiery darts. It can correct your mistakes, because again, we've got to get that attention. Attention to God's Word. Attention to being the kind of light we need to be. Sometimes keeping our own attention is harder than trying to get someone else's. How dedicated am I? In sports, again, your best players are the ones that in practice are going 110%, just like they would in a game. Making it a dedication. Saying, when I step out in that field, I'm going to be the best player I can be. That's the same thing when it comes to being a Christian. When I step outside, when I'm in my own home, I'm going to be the best Christian I can be. We have to have that kind of attention. Christians should also be lights because in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14, you are the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That they may see your good works. I make a lot of references in sports because it's meant a lot to me, and it teaches you a lot. And it's funny how I can teach you a lot as a Christian, but I think about my brother Jared back there that he never really said anything on the field or off the field sometimes. But he led the players around him by going 110% every play, by just doing his job. Same thing in the church. You can help a brother in the church by doing your job, doing what you can do 110% by example. We've quickly learned in this country we cannot just turn people to God by throwing the word down in their throat. It's time now that we take a stand by our example. And we are that light. That's how we'll get them to come around. And this song, This Little Light of Mine, we're taught it when we're young. I'm not going to sing it to save me the embarrassment. But we're taught this song at a young age, and how important it is to not hide that light that God has allowed us to be. Not be afraid of the world, but to let that light shine always. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. all in my house, I'm going to let it shine. I'm not going to make it shine. I'm just going to let it shine. Out in the dark, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Out in the dark, at home, always, always be that light. What kind of light are we? In Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shines as lights in the world. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, ye are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. To whom be honor and power everlasting. That's what we receive by being a light. We glorify our God, have honor in that. Why is the time now to be a light? That question again, why is it now? It's obvious why. But again, going to the scripture. Acts chapter 13, verse 47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Unto the ends of the earth. Again, we need to be that continuous light. Now connecting the lighthouses and us as Christians, what are the parallels of Christians and lighthouses? We talked about where lighthouses are found. And just like lighthouses, we as Christians are found in different places also. We're found at work. We're found at the store, at Dollar General, Walmart, at the doctor's office, everywhere. Speaking of that, I worked at Huntsville Hospital for 2 years. And I pushed people around for 2 years. I was all bronze, no brains. But I learned a lot. And that was just by... I mean, you think about how many people you come in contact with throughout the day. And at Huntsville Hospital, I came in contact with a lot of different people. And I started to wonder, did each person I met know that I was a Christian? When you ask people that know about you, if you had some third party come and ask them a question about that individual, about you, is the first thing on their mind, that's a strong Christian. That's a child of God. It's our job to make that person's answer be that we are a child of God. That is the prevalence in our life. That's what we're known for. That's what we strive to do. And at the hospital, another quick story, I met a man. I brought a man down that was 70-something years old that had the same kind of cancer as me. He was going through it at this time in his life. Same kind of surgeries. And we talked and talked for an hour or two. My boss was probably like, where is my transporter at? But I found it so fascinating that somebody went through the same stuff as me, but just in a different time period in their life. And we connected so much. I felt like I'd known him for a while because of everything he's gone through, and I gave him a little bit of advice. But when I was walking out of the room, I just said, God bless you, sir. I'll be praying for you. And as I'm about to open that door, he says, son, are you a godly man? Are you a child of God? I turned around and said, yes, sir, I try to be. He said, well, I ain't. He said, but I sure have wanted to be. I looked at him. I said, well, you seem pretty smart to me. You think you got your wits about you? He said, yes, sir, I think I do, son. I said, well, you're still alive, ain't you? I think your heart's still beating. That pulse ox says it is and everything. He said, yes, sir, it is. I said, well, act upon it. Be a child of God. Because that's one of the greatest things about God, is that He has the love and mercy for us to take us in at any time when we decide we want to listen. Just like when I'm coaching them kids, they had that choice of whether or not to listen to me. We had the choice of whether or not to listen to God and to act upon His commands. That's our choice. And the whole thing I'm getting at in this lesson is that it's our job to put that commandment out before people and let them act upon that. If they don't act upon our words, it's not against us. Don't take that personal. That's against God. But it's our job. It's our command to put the word before them and to help teach them about it so that they can make that conscious decision when it comes to the word of God and His commandments. Because everywhere we are and we should always be a shining light as Christians. At times we may have to warn people about where they're going, what they're doing. And then at other times we might need to say, come this way. We remember Paul's example in Acts in chapter 26, starting in verse 27. King Agrippa, believest thou prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. Paul wanted people to be just like him. Paul wanted people to come to God. Paul wanted them, even when he was in imprisonment. He put the word out there. That's what he wanted. That's what we all should want that. Want people to be like us. But what are we? If I say I want you to be like me, what kind of Christian am I? Do I really want that to be upon you? Do I really want to wish that upon you? Or am I the kind of Christian I would want you to be too? We talked about how lighthouses come in different shapes, so do people. But each lighthouse is unique. So is every Christian. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, we read, and He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Again, I use the sports aspect, but when you have a team, you think about the great teams that you watch play. Each player brings his own strength to that team. In football, you got your big old hosses on the line that are mean. It'll break all their fingers in between face masks to block for that running back behind them. Then you have your speedy guys on the outside like me that are just running for their life half the time. But each player, each person has their own thing they bring to the table. Same thing in the church. Some of us get up and speak. Some of us get up and teach. Some of us lead singing. Some of us just lead by example with prayer and stuff like that. Each of us bring our own strength. Find your strength. That's the biggest thing I can teach to younger kids and pretty much to everybody that's kind of lost in what they think they should do. Find your strength. Think about what you do best and then act in that. Strengthen that. And the stuff you're not, work in that stuff. Like me and my singing. I need to go to some kind of vocal person that they can rub out my vocal cords so I can be able to sing better and lead singing better. We all have our strengths. But we all have the same foundation, just like that lighthouse. It has to have a foundation under that light to stand tall, to guide people back to shore. But to do that, to be a light, how do you view other people? I wrote this question in class. You think about today, you think about all the people you come in contact with, all the people I came in contact with at Huntsville Hospital. You see a bunch of shady characters at Huntsville Hospital and out in public now. does that keep you from presenting God's word to them? Do I think I shy away from talking about the Bible to certain people because of their appearance, because of their situation? I've been guilty of it. I rose the question, what if we saw everybody with a blind eye? With a blind eye. Yes, we'd be deceived a lot. But if we saw everybody with a blind eye and just saw there's a soul right there that God wants. That's what we're commanded to do. Overlook what they're in now, what kind of sin they're in now, what kind of situation they're in now, and see them for the kind of person God wants them to be. See that soul inside there. Because there's times in your life, there's times in my life when I need someone to see me for my soul. Many times. Because I fall down many times. For all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Some more than others. But they just need help. Just like when someone's sick. They have the potential to be healthy. They just need help from the doctors and nurses to administer health unto them. And just like we sang just a second ago, light the fire. Someone's spirit may be willing, but their flesh is weak. Spirit may be willing, but their flesh is weak. We get so caught up in this world that we focus on that flesh, what that flesh needs, what that flesh wants. What kind of person am I in this world? What kind of reputation do I have? But what does my spirit want? That eternal salvation. Walk in light. Be a lighthouse. In 1 John chapter 1, starting in verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, this Son, cleanseth us from all sin. His Son cleanseth us from all sin. Just think of a room filled with lights. A room filled with lights and different objects. But no matter, it seems like no matter how we turn on these lights, there's always shadows from the benches. Always a little bit of darkness. That's how this world is going to be. But it's our job to light up as many spots as we can. To try to take away that darkness. Try to take away that shadow. Spread your light. And now I want to get to my poem. Because it really sums up how we are to be as Christians. And this picture, again, I took off of Diamond Head, looking down at a lighthouse and at the ocean. And I just want to point out, this guy right here is dedicated to photobombing. I had no clue he was there, and I don't know if he's in danger or what, because I didn't see any flat land but that ocean. And when I look at an ocean, I think about sharks. So, but I just thought that was something I'd point out. Starting in my poem, and this will be in closing. Are you a lighthouse in this world? A beacon of light shining across the deep blue sea. A bright light running through the fog and the winds that continuously whirl, giving direction to wanderers like me. Are you there to help in the darkest night when a vessel has lost its way? Erasing the darkness with blistering light, ending the times of others' disarray. Are you glowing bright all around? Is that light you have always shining? For the lost will see and then be found. Shine bright always, because you cannot predict the timing. We cannot predict the timing. So if this morning you need to come to God, become a child of God, be baptized into His Word, be buried with Him, then do so now. And if you are in a spot in your life where you are struggling and you need prayers from the church and you need help, do that now, because you cannot predict the timing. And remember to always have that light shining and be a lighthouse in this world. If you're subject to the invitation, please come as we stand and sing.